Hello and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger & Weiner Financial News Radio Show, a monthly podcast that offers insight into some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. In this podcast show on the Incandescent Radio Network, certified financial planner Howard Pressman will answer the question, is there a dark side to retirement? So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Hope.
Okay, let's get down to business, Howard. In a recent article that you penned for your publication, EBW Financial News, you say that there's a dark side that few people talk about. Tell us about that.
So Hope, you know, in the media, in the advertisements, in society, retirement is often depicted as this, you know, fantastic, a stroll down the beach with your loved one, holding hands, opening a winery, doing all these different things. And certainly it can very easily be that, but the unfortunate reality is that for some people, it's not that. And there are a lot of things that contribute to the reality, and we'll talk about some of those, but I really do think that we need to be talking more about what happens when retirement doesn't look like the brochures and it doesn't look like what we've all been conditioned to think that retirement should look like. And people need to understand that that they're not alone in this, that that there are other people who are facing the realities of retirement today, and understand that there are avenues to get help.
Oh, that's excellent. So, but the unfortunate, as you said, there are some really disturbing statistics, including the fact that the number of older people treated for cocaine and alcohol abuse tripled from 1992 to 2008. Those are the most recent stats we have, and that's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In fact, white men over 65 take their own lives at the rate of 29 per 100,000, which is triple the overall rate. So what do you attribute that to?
Again, there's a lot of factors that contribute to this, and certainly, I don't want to oversimplify it. But when you look at the realities of retirement today, and you think about we just came through a terrible financial crisis in 2008, which puts financial strain on people. But a lot of that can be exacerbated by leaving your job. A lot of the underlying issues can be masked, when you have a daily routine, when you have social connections with people. And the absence of that at retirement, oftentimes people are left with a void, and it leaves them, with a lot of time to fill. Without the social connections that came from work, without the rigors of actually having a schedule, a lot of these problems can really bubble to the surface. So depression has a lot to do with these statistics, and certainly the incidence of depression are much higher amongst older Americans than I think anybody had thought. I know when I first saw these statistics, I was absolutely floored. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure there must have been some sort of typo, but after doing some additional investigation, it absolutely is true. People need to understand that there are ways to get help. And again, I would imagine that much of society's outlook on this topic was mine, and that there's no way that that grandma and grandpa are abusing drugs. There's no way that that grandpa is three times more likely to take his own life than somebody else. Had you asked me, I would have thought younger people are far more at risk for these behaviors, but the statistics say that they are not. And if, again, we're not talking enough about this in society, people think that they're alone in this, and they shouldn't feel that they're alone.
So how can people keep from becoming a statistic?
A lot of planning. A lot of it has to do with satisfaction in life. And financial planning typically focuses primarily on dollars and cents. In my own clientele, I came to realize that there really is a difference between being financially secure and being happy in retirement. And that's an important distinction that I think is lost. As financial planners, we're often the only professionals that folks will seek out as they're planning for their retirement. So we need to be having these conversations with our clients on a more consistent basis, and letting them know that retirement is not just a financial change in their lives, or you know, it's a transition, much like many of the other transitions that clients have faced in their lifetimes, and it comes with the attendant emotional aspects of it. So thinking about the emotional side of things, taking some time to create some lists and some plans, and do this while you're still working, not after you've retired, but you know, think about what are you interested in that one day you'd like to explore further. Who are the people that you could turn to in the event that in the event that you need someone for support? And you need to list, you know, 3 to perhaps 6 people, not just, you know, my spouse, because one of the realities of aging and health concerns is that you will at some point in your life face the loss of friends, face the loss of loved ones, and potentially a spouse. So, you know, having that support network is going to be tremendously important to you. You know, also thinking about how are you going to get physical activity in retirement, staying healthy, staying physical, exercise, all of these things, lend themselves to a more satisfying retirement. So think about it from the aspects of mind, body, and wallet.
Oh, very, very good. A holistic approach to retirement.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anytime there's a huge change in your life, you need to be ready or aware that that change is going to come, that it's not always the rosy thing. It's in the brochures, as you say.
Absolutely. And again, the planning, if people do any planning, it's almost always around the financial aspects of retirement. And they don't stop to think that there are some emotional aspects of it that, you know, as those links get broken between, between our social connections and our own self-worth is often, very tightly tied to our occupation. For many of us, our jobs, provide our identity. Our identity provides our net worth. And suddenly with the loss of that job, there's a void. And ultimately, we could lose our identity. We could lose our own image. Our self-image and our self-worth, and all of that can, ultimately contribute to some of the terrible statistics that we've discussed.
Right. Well, here's to that vision of that winery being true for more people. Thank you, Howard Pressman.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We're listening to EBW's Financial News Radio Show with Howard Pressman, shining some light on the dark side of retirement. Be sure to check in every month for a new episode on EBW Financial Rules. We'll talk to you soon.